Yeah, I want to tell you about an interview I had with Arthur Cox about 10, 12 years ago.
Arthur Cox, hard man, coach of Derby, Liz Arthur, etc.
He certainly is a hard man.
Why?
I'll tell you.
Go on.
We went down to Leeds and we beat them 1-0 in the first match of the season.
Who are we?
Newcastle.
All right, sorry. Yeah.
And the next day, or the bank Monday, the bank holiday Monday, we were playing Shrewsbury at home. I lived about 20 miles outside in Newcastle, wanted to get a couple of tickets for my young son. Had a hell of a problem. Anyway, once we got there, got the tickets, we get stuffed by Shrewsbury.
I remember that.
There we were, so I was really sort of naffed off with this, haven't watched a load of crap for many, many a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sent this stroppy letter in.
Oh, yeah?
One to Arthur Cox, one to our friend Gordon McKeague, one to the secretary, and I got this reply back from Arthur Cox.
Wow.
Would you like to take this a little further? And if so, contact his secretary and we'll discuss it.
No.
Yeah.
Was there abuse in your letter or was it generally...
It was generally sort of questioning what had happened at Newcastle over the last 35 years, you
okay,
know?
So he's written back and he said you're
so
a secretary, yeah?
He says, ring the secretary, make an appointment, and we'll take it further.
Not busy at all.
Jeez. Opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah.
So there I go. Goes in, meets him, goes into his manager's office, sits down. He says to me, if I had published that letter, I would have been a very rich man. I said, don't be stupid. I mean, it's ridiculous. It was a fan's point of view.
Yeah.
And got off to a bad start. So I wagged my finger at him. I said, listen, I've supported this club from 1960.
Yeah.
And I'll see the back of you.
Good man. That's the way I'm to solve.
What he says was, he said, if you point your finger at me once more, I'm going to punch you right between the eyes.
Cool.
Yes.
This is the start
to run the club.
But just before you carry on, when, you know, on 6:06 or here or Wednesday night, I'm always saying, look, we own these clubs, da-da-da, so-and-so. The football supporters are always there, the only eternal grounds change and all that, which is very emotional, but nevertheless, true speech. However, if more managers actually said, fine, come on, we'll have you all,
then
we all know where we stand. And now we're hearing about that. So what happened?
So... what happened was that I said, listen, I don't have to listen from this crap from you. Got me stuff, got me, because I had this loads of questions that I wanted to ask, you know. Picked them up, starting to walk towards the door. He gets up and locks the door and keeps me in.
Yes.
Cool, this is fantastic.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm on his side.
So far I'm with him, yeah.
This is, I mean, only because it's about time some direct... I like to believe unfortunately, no longer live in an age where direct action is set, where human beings run clubs, where passion's in vain, and it's not all a PR exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I like someone who's on the tiles, on the cobbles, with the legs.
And prepared to roll his sleeves up when it comes to it, aren't you?
So
had I been a scrapper of any description, which I could have been...
Yeah.
I would have punched him back. I would have punched him first.
Would you have... are you a little bloke?
Everybody says I am, yeah.
Ah, that's why he was doing it.
Yeah. He tried to intimidate from the beginning, you see. Once he realised, in fact, I wasn't going to be intimidated, I was in for 2.5 hours. We had a great time. Absolute cracking time.
I think he said to his secretary, send a letter out to this fella, right? Get him in. If he's not a very big bloke, I'm going to frighten the life out of him.
Yeah.
That's what he did.